between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, what about shechita, what we call be'akira, when we're repurposing something that has already an established identity in Kachim? So we noted that obviously there's Xeris HaKasa V'yasu B'nei Sosa Pasach B'mo'ada. But what's the halacha if somebody takes a Karban Pasach and it's Shechalios B'Shabbos and, Shalo L'Shem Pesach. So we know that it's possible that the din Karban Pesach and Karban Chatas. So everybody agrees that you'd be Chayev Achatas. So what about in the other direction? Let's say you take something else and you try to repurpose it as a Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar thought you were Chayev, Rabbi Yeshua thought you were a Pater. Okay, so let's take a look. So the Gemara says, V'maya skina, nilima betoa. So there's an error, a mistake. Shmas mina akira betaos havya akira. So the ratio would indicate that it does constitute an akira because you took a Karban Pesach, and you just make a mistake and you think shlamim, and yet you're chayev achatas. So shma akira. Ela be'oker. So ema seifa ushar kol azvachem sheshachkan l'shem ha-pesach im einan ru'uyen chayavin im ru'uyen hein Reb Elazar mechayev chatas Reb Yeshua poter ve'iba oker. But if we're talking about akira, mali ru'uyen mali she'enan ru'uyen, what difference does it make if it's the right kind of animal, if it fits into the rubric of the Karban Pesach, let's say it's 1 year old or less? Ela pshita betoa. So rather we'll say that again, there was a mistake. The Gemara says, but then you're mixing and matching. Reisha ba'oker v'seifa b'toa. Amar Bavin in. Yeah, and sometimes you can have that in asymmetry. Reisha ba'oker, where a person is literally deliberately changes, repackages, repurposes the identity of the karban, v'seifa b'toa. So ashkechei Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef the Rebbe Avahu, davakai b'chlus yadinshi, armalei masnis in mai. So he says it's a very unusual thing, but it's one of those cases. Amalei reisha ba'oker v'seifa b'toa. So tana mina yarabayin zimnin. You have this in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that was learned things 40 times. V'damilei keman demancha b'chisei. So once he really committed it to memory 40 times, he went over it, he felt like it was in his pocket. Okay, so it's not Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now let's get into the lamdas a little bit. Mayim Pesach shemoto lishmo. So we know the Karban Pesach, it's permissible. Erev Pesach shechalios v'shabbos b'moado af b'shabbos b'moado af b'toma. Kisheshina shemo, you offered as a Karban Shlamim chayov. Zavachim shehen asurin lishman. There's no heter to offer a Shlamim on Shabbos. Kisheshina shemane no din shechayov. So his argument is, I don't care that you change it to a Pesach, its identity was a shlamim, so you're going to be chayav. V'im yisa, halo dami d'reisha be'oker v'seifa b'toa. So the Rebbe Elazar lo shani lei, and the Rebbe Yeshua de shani lei, lishni lei hachi. So why doesn't he give that answer? Why doesn't he say, no, okay, then it's going to be, as we said before, reisha be'oker v'seifa b'toa. So hachi kamerle, l'didi lo dami reisha be'oker v'seifa b'toa, but l'didcha, I want to give you a different answer. You're not going to accept that. Rabbi Elazar, lo. Imamar to Pesach Shashina Shmol Davar Aser. Tomar Bizvachim Shashina Shman Davar Hamutar. He says, Rabbi Elazar, you still haven't dealt with the fundamental issue. And the fundamental issue at play here is that, okay, had you offered it as a shlamim, which was the original intention, so you'd be chayiv, but you changed it around to a Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar says, that's why I object. There are various korbanos hatzibur that you're allowed to offer on Shabbos. For example, the tmidim u'musafin, the karban tamid, the musaf of Shabbos, v'chulei. So amalei Rabbi Elazar emurei tzibur yochichu, shein mutarin lishman, v'ashochet lishman chayiv. If somebody just grabs one of these animals and it had already been offered and he shochet, so he's chayiv achatas. Again, even though categorically speaking, the Tamid, the Karban Musaf Shal Shabbos are Mutter. So Amar the Rabbi Yeshua, lo! Imamarta b'mor tzibur shekein yesh lahen kitzva, as we talked about a little bit yesterday, right? A person shouldn't be so mivohal, right? It's not like there's so many people who, there's one Karban Tamid that needs to be offered in the morning. There's one Karban Tamid that needs to be offered bein arbayim. Why is a person grabbing this? There's two kvasim that represent the Karban Musaf. Tomer b'pesach shein lo kitzva. But Pesach, it's much more understandable. Some of you might think, I'm going to repurpose a shlamim as a korban Pesach. Who knows? Maybe it's going to help out my neighbor's chavura. A little overzealous, that's all. Is Rabbi Yeshua really consistent on this point? That if it's something where there's a kitzva, then Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, you really are chayev arei tinokos. Let's say you have two babies that need a bris mila. Okay, not 100 babies, not 1,000 babies, not 10,000, two. So under the right circumstances, again, it's not a yotzei dofen. So there's a gzeres hakasav in Parshas Tazria by Yom Hashmini Yimal Basar Laso. The Gemara darshins by Yom Hashmini ve'afilu b'Shabbes. Okay. So we're dealing with a situation where there are again not 100, not 1,000, not 10,000. It's a davar sheyesh lo kitzva. A davar sheyesh lo kitzva. That's the context here. So let's see. If Rabbi Yeshua is true to form, we should expect if somebody makes a careless error and does mila, which involves melachos daraisa, multiple melachos daraisa. So if somebody does mila to the wrong child, so they should be chayev. Now, whether or not you're yotzei bris mila will depend on whether you do it too early or late. Right, if you do it on the seventh day, you're not yotzei anything. You'd have to do hatafas dan bris later on, when it's safe. So misha hayilo shnei tinokos echadamula achara Shabbos Sunday vechadamulo b'Shabbos v'shachachu malashal achara Shabbos b'Shabbos chayov. Okay, echadamulo be'erev Shabbos, different case. Vechadamulo b'Shabbos v'shachachu malashal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. So you don't have to guess. Rabbi Lazar obviously is mechayev chatzis. Rabbi Yeshua poter, and that's a davar sheyesh lo kitzva. So Amar Bami Hami Achav Mayaskinen. How can we justify Rabbi Yeshua? Kigon shekide mumal eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos deika hach de Shabbos de tarid bay. That it's true to davar sheyesh lo kitzva, but what happened is because there is a kind of a pressure that Shabbos creates. He was tarud. That's really what Rabbi Yeshua is looking for. He's not fixated on this issue of davar sheyesh lo kitzva, davar shein lo kitzva. We're trying to get into the person's head. And if we can say it's an honest mistake in the context of a mitzvah, what did we say yesterday? Categorically refer to that as... Ilan, you remember? Yeah, exactly. So let's take a look over at Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua poter, the tabid var mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, potter, avagad the chilo Shabbos v'asher shelo kedas, mikol makom mitzvah smila kiyei, v'hachanami avagav de islehu kitzvah li potter. He's not going to be held responsible. The mikol makom asa mitzvah de chol azvachem shenizbechu shelo lishman ksheirin. It would only be kosher if it was the first one, but it could theoretically be kosher. That's the comparison that he's trying to make. Okay. So Yeshua put, Amar Babi Hachamayas Kinnigot Shekide Mamala Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. Again, a mila was still achieved because you're doing it one day late. Dikahach the Shabbos the Tarid Bey. So hacha kigon shekadem v'shachtinu le'emurei tzibor b'reisha. Similarly, so you did it first. So yachir Reb Meir Omer, af ha-shochet l'shem emurei tzibor pater, af agav dekadem v'shachtinu le'emurei tzibor b'reisha. So you know that Rabbi Meir's position goes even further, and he says, le'emurei tzibor, you're going to be pater. V'atani Rabbi Chia, there's a little bit of a question as to what the girsa is. May Evel Arev, let's say, a particular place. Amr Meir Lunachor Lazar Lemishua al Shahilo Shtetinok Ezechalem Larb Shabbos Echalem Moshabbos Vishachachumachal Eshalarb Shabbos Vishabbos Techayev. Apparently, you're Chayev in that case, according to Yeshua. Al Menachlaku was the only Machlokis al Shahilo Shtetinok Ezechalem Lachar Shabbos. One was a Sunday bris. Vechalemul Bishabbos and one was a Shabbos bris. Vishachachumal Eshalachar Shabbos Bishabbos. There's not going to be any kiyum of mila there. Rabbi Lazar mechayev chatas, and all of a sudden Rabbi Shua is poter, even though you didn't fulfill a mitzvah. Mitzvah, maha sam delo avin mitzvah poter Rabbi Yeshua hecha dekavin mitzvah mechayev. But here you offered a korban. Now you offered a korban at the wrong time. You're so it's Shabbos. You shouldn't have done it. But the thinking is, as long as that's what it means, Tova b'dvar mitzvah, if you have a kiyum for fulfilling a mitzvah, so you should be rewarded for that. Or at least not penalized with the chiyuv chatas. Imi d'vei Rav Yana Reisha, kigon shekada mumal shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. Okay, so you actually gave the bris milah on Friday to the Shabbos baby. Shelo nitna Shabbos lidchos. So there was no basis when you got to Shabbos itself. There wasn't even a baby here that was ra'oi for milah on Shabbos. V'seifa nitna Shabbos lidchos etzlo. An interesting svara, where you could say in that case there was at least a context. There was at least you chose the wrong baby, but at least there was an inyan of Shabbos being nidcha, etzal milah on that day, even if you chose the wrong baby. So here it's a fundamentally different conception of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, is that maybe Rabbi Yeshua will say you're potter, if at least in theory on that day you could have done this action beheter. What's the only way you could have done that action beheter? If there was a child around, you could pick the wrong child, but if there was a child around whose bris milah was supposed to fall on Shabbos, he was born the previous week on Shabbos. Again, milah is only docha Shabbos when it's a milah bezmana. So hachare nitna Shabbos lidchos etzal karban sibur. So too, we can make that argument about the karban sibur. You chose the wrong thing, right? But in the end of the day, at least as a model, one theoretically could have offered this karban beheter. So I'm a leir of Ashi, leir of Kaino, hachanami, are nitna Shabbos lidchos etzal tinokos. Etzal tinokos de alma. You know, there got to be other children in the world. So Amrlei legabe dehay gavra mias lo is yahiv. Okay, so we go back to what we say before. We said this svara is not an independent svara. It seemed for a second, just to summarize, that the Gemara was suggesting that Torah b'dvar mitzvah, maybe all Rabbi Yeshua will require to let you off the hook in terms of the korban chatas, maybe all he'll require is that was there a child that could have theoretically undergone bris milah beheter on this day? Was there the korban tzibur that could have theoretically, had you been the proper person to offer it, had you chosen the right animal, this could have been done beheter. So we thought maybe that was an independent svara, and you don't need what we said before about Torah b'dvar mitzvah in the context of davar sheyesh lo kitzva, davar shein lo kitzva, that the person was genuinely confused, they were like a little anxious, etc. So what the Gemara is basically doing here, I think, in this last line, when it says Legabe de Haigavra Mias Lois Yoiv, is that yeah, it's true. There might be in Manhattan, there might be in Queens, there might be in Brooklyn, a child whose bris milah is scheduled for the Shabbos. That's a possibility. But that doesn't impact our assessment of Torah b'dvar mitzvah l'shitas Rabbi Yeshua for this Gavra. So you really need both. You need categorically for there to be a child around where Hare Shabbos nitenes lidchos etzel hamila, number one, and number two, it has to have some relevance to this person, right? We said, hayu lefanav shnei tinokos, you still need that aspect of a person who was genuinely thrown off. Okay. So, shar kol atzvachem, the Gemara says, shachtel neshem pasach, imen ruyin chayav, im ruyin reb lazer mechayav chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter, so man tan in the shan, imen ruyin neshen, imen ruyin Rabbi Shimoni, the Tanya, Everybody agrees that if it's not raw, you're chayav, because this animal could have never fit the mold of a Pesach. I don't know, let's say it's a cow. Amen echako al ru'uyin, sherblazer mechayav, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So amar, bibi amar ablazer poter, Rabbi Meir, afilu egel, shal ziv cheshlamim, Sheshach l'shem haPesach. There you go, a cow. So it wasn't raw at all. Some of the ribs there were the Rabbi Yivam, Rabbi Yochanan Modeh, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Bali Mumin. The Rabbi Meir is Modeh when it comes to Bali Mumin. So my Gara, the Bali Mumin from an Egel. If he's already makel by an Egel, then, you know, Sheshach l'shem haPesach, that's still considered, very broadly speaking, Toh B'dvar Mitzvah, right? The Rabbi Meir is a big makel in this area. So why not say it about Bali Mumin? So Amrlei bebali mumin lo tarid behu vehai tarid be. So again, it seems to get back to this psychological point of when we assess the topic of to'eh b'dvar mitzvah, we have to sort of figure out whether there was cause for the person to really be to'eh. That's what we're trying to assess. And when it comes to Bali Mumin, so what? Why should a person even have a Havam? You know, where we said yesterday that that should be readily apparent. It should be clear and present. So even Rav Meir is not going to push it that far. Rashi, ho v'lav b'nei karba ninu lo yachal omer to'ehu v'chayev. Hachanami chulin l'shem Pesach yechayev. Ho'il v'lav b'nei karban ninhu. Okay, so that's the point that the Gemara is going to elaborate. So, by me, Rav Meir, Rav Nachman, chulin l'shem Pesach, my Amr Rav Meir, Amr Lei Poter, Ayer Rav Meir, afilu chulin l'shem Pesach. So he would say, yeah, because that's not like Bali Mumin. So, Rav Yochanan, Amr Rav Meir, Bali Mumin. So the Gemara says, yeah, because that's not the same. Bali Mumin lo Mechlefi, Hani Mechlefi. Chulin, if you don't know their status, can get confused with Kachim. Bali Mumin should not be confused with Tamimin. V'taymed Rav Meir mishum ichlufei, v'lo ichlufei. So we think for Rav Meir, it all depends on whether something could just naturally be mistaken. V'amar Rav Bibi, Amar Lazar, poter Rav Meir, afilu egel shaziv chay shlamim. Then we say, even the cow. You're not going to mistake a cow for a sheep. Shach l'shem Pesach. Alma time the Rav Meir mishum detarid. So I'm like, tarid af agav delo michlef, af agav delo tarid. So for Rav Meir to be chayav, there are two criteria which is necessary, neither of which is independently sufficient. For you to say that there is no grounds for exaggeration on Toa B'dvar Mitzvah, the prosecutor, the kategor, would have to establish two things. Lo asi l'michlefi, it's inconceivable that a person could confuse these two things. One, chiluf, and two, tarid. Chiluf, where do we learn that case? From the egel. It's not possible that a person could confuse an egel for a keves. But a person could be tarid because there's so many, there's time pressure and there's, you know, so many korbanos Pesach running around. So you see, Reb Meir gave a very wide berth to this idea of Toa B'dvar Mitzvah. We have some time at the end. I'd like to share a thought about that. That Reb Meir is a very, very expansive heter in this case. But the Gemara is going to now crack down and say, okay, that's Reb Meir. But the other traditions were all much more narrow in terms of the definition of Toa B'dvar Mitzvah. So, Lafuke Bali Mumin do Ichlufe Mechalef lo Mitzvah Tarid. That's his outer boundary. Bali Mumin, right, they don't look anything like Tmimin, so you shouldn't confuse them. And they're not of the min of a Karban that you should be busy with them. So Yasir Reb Zeir Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak Yiklad Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak V'yatz V'kam Reb Yerish Lakish Nischalif Leishvot Shal Noser Mishvot Shal Tzali V'achalo Chayev. Even if you had just a spit of meat and one of them happened to be Noser and you thought it was the Tzali, so you're going to be Chayev despite the fact that it's a Toa B'dvar Mitzvah V'achilas Kachin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ishto Nida Baal Chayev, right, that you would be involved in the Mitzvah either period of Rivia or Ona or whatever it is. But she's a Nida, and you didn't realize, Chayev. Yevimto Nida Baal Potter. But if it was a case of Yivama Yavo Aleha, you're Potter. So what's the distinction? So Ikad Ami, Kol Shekein Behayim Mechayev, the last mitzvah. East Ami, Behayim Potter. So some people wanted to say you should obviously be Chayev. Some people wanted to say you should be Potter. What are the Svaros? My time, Ahasim, Dabalei Shuyi, Yavo Hacha, the Lohavalei Shuli, Lo. One case you could say maybe it was incumbent upon him to ask. But another case, right, it was not incumbent upon him to ask. As we saw before, you know, Hayelo Lemivdek. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno Yivimto, the Kavin Mitzvah, Ishto Nami Kavin Mitzvah, but Ishto Mubera. So he said, you can't be Kayim Peri of Rivia any further if she's already pregnant. She can't get more pregnant. Vaika Simchas Ona, the din of Ona, Sheirak Susav Onasa Yigra, Shalom Bishas Onasa, everybody's a different man Ona, it's a Kisuking Suvis. So the Gemara says, there's a pasuk that tells us that Samach Levesta, when a woman is about to begin her cycle, so the Torah says, Vizartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumosam, v'hadavah b'nidasam, mikanaz holi b'nei Yisrael, shu parshin minu shoseyen b'shaz vesta. You have to be careful when it's approaching that time of Vesas, within one halachic time unit of the onset of Nita. Okay, So, and again, there's a question, is this an asmachta? Is this a din d'oraisa? If he's out to bisbnei, it's only two basam. So the Gemara says, it's samach levestas. Yach yafil yivimto nami. So the Gemara gives an umdana, which is very interesting. Yivimto bazes mina, ishtelo bazes mina. You don't even know, you know, your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, you'd be too embarrassed to ask, is she about to begin? But a person's wife, you wouldn't be embarrassed to ask. So in that case, you can't really say toa bidvar mitzvah, because it was incumbent upon him to be more thorough. So the Balei HaTosfos sort of elaborate on this point. Samach levesta. They say in the farish the yodeya shu samach levesta. Misakli imida gemura he imlav dim ken yivim to amay potter. Kevin the yodeya shu samach levesta. Visamach levesta daraisa nafkalan. Vizartim is bnei Yisrael. The Balei HaTosfos seem to think it's a din daraisa. So if you already knew that she was Samach Levesta, you couldn't possibly consider that to be a Toa Dar Mitzvah, you'd have to be Machmer. Yesh Lefari, Shinu Yodei, Mim Samach Levesta, Im Lav, Dehavale Lishiyula, Kevan Shinu Yodea. So the most you can say is he should ask. V'adam Arberg Beis, Dini Dechon Asher Bechaz, Kes Tahar Levalein, Hainuk She Yodea, Shalo Yiyaz Man Vesta, that only means when you know for sure in the opposite direction. That she's tahora. Delo chayshinan shemashinta vesta. Who had did have a matzah meimer shen yodeim he nida gemura olav. Velo nachad afilu yodeya shen nida came the misakle misamach vesta beishto chayev. But your wife, you have to ask. And again, what the Gemara says is by yivama, by your sister-in-law, it's a very personal thing. It'd be very hard for you to ask. If you have a matzah shmina the misakle, and you nida gemura afilu hachi beivimto pater. So it's very interesting. The Balei HaTosfos again, and taking a stand that Samach Levesta is in fact Dinda Raisa. But I think one of the most interesting things about this is the Balei HaTosfos do seem to take the position that this Chazaka that we have of Kol Nashim Bechazkas Tahoros Baleim, that doesn't really mean that you could always assume that everything is fine. It only means that if a person isn't sure that she's a Nida, that he can assume that her Veses hasn't changed. So that's the Balei HaTosfos taking not an obvious reading of the Gemara. Another Gemara is that really make it sound like unless she tells you otherwise, you can assume that she's Tahora, that it's not incumbent on the man to know exactly where the wife is within her cycle. You don't get that impression from Tosfos here. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, Kiman, Ilim Rabbi Yosi Tan Rabbi Yosi Omer Yam Tavarish Shachak Shchalios Vpesh B'Shabes V'Shachach Lahotzi Esalula L'Rishos Arabim. So it's a Maisa Hotzah Potter Meisha Hotzi B'Rishos Til Mashani Hasam Dizmano Bahol. So Rashi explains what does it mean Zmano Bahol Shekavula Yom V'Tarud B'Malach Shavei Masai Holechet Zolbaki Lulamdo. So a person is so excited, you know, L'Kachta Macham Hayom Arishon. So that time pressure causes, again, excusable Toa Bidvar Mishav. El Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachim. So Dilma Hasam Nami Zmano Baho. That's what we said before, that the time pressure is getting to him. El Rabbi Yeshua Dizinoko Hasam Nami Zmano Baho. And the idea is that, he's pressured and he wants to make sure the Bris Mila happens today, Mila Bizmana. And that contributed. So El Rabbi Yeshua Dizruma Dizan. At that moment, when you're eating truma, you find out I'm not really a kohen. Right, I'm a chalom. So Rabbi Elazar mechayev keren v'chomesh, as expected, he says, too bad, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So Rabbi Yeshua says, in that case, we're going to say, toa b'dvar mitzvah, achilas truma is a mitzvah, and, it was an honest mistake. So Dilma k'lev bibi barabayim, Rabbi bibi barabayim, v'truma b'erav pesach v'zman abahul. So that it happens to be Truma, and it's Erev Pesach, and you're trying to get rid of the Chametz, and you're Bahol there. So Inami, Shiny Truma Dikri Avoda Ve'Avoda Rachmana Echsher. Tetznan Hayomir Amakir V'Noda Shuben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Kol HaKorbanos Kulan Shikir V'Agave V'Zbeach P'sulin, Re'Yishua Machshir, Ve'Amir Amaitam De Re'Yishua, Dechsev, Barech Hashem Chelo, the language of Chalal, Ufol Yadav Tirtzeda B'Diabed, the avoda of a chalal is kosher. It's a very surprising halacha, but in fact it is the halacha. And truma is compared to that. So truma that was nechal l'chalalim b'diavad, we're going to say your pater. Heichal yikri avoda, the tani maisi rabbi tarfon shalavayev 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 shachris v'tzorah gamliel amalom yivnei lo basa emesh shalavayev shalavayev, she's taking attendance Amrlo avoda avati. Says I was doing the avoda. So Amrlo, it's bad. It's worse than saying your dog ate your homework. Kol dvarachin lo devertema v'chi avoda bisman azad. The Beis Hamikdash already been destroyed. Right, minayin. So Amrlo avoda v'chi avoda bisman azad minayin. So Amrlo harei hu omer avodas matana etenes kunoschem v'azar akariv yumas. Atzu achilas truma begvulin ka avodas Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so that there's a comparison between eating truma and korbanos. So just a comment about that, and then a broader comment about Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. Again, according to all of the different iterations, that there was a time pressure and Asi L'Michlefi, you know, something that could theoretically be confused. There's an excitement sometimes, you know, Imloach Shavi Masai, Rashi says. So I wanted to comment about that in particular, Eliba the Reb Meir, who said that there were these two criterion that you have to cross, each one, for you not to be exonerated by the principle of Torah B'Tvar Mitzvah, which is limited, basically, to the Bali Mumin, where there it's very difficult to explain how a person could be either confused of Asi L'Michlefi, and, there's no factor of Tridi. So, on this point, in terms of Achilas Truma being compared to Avodas HaKorbanos, we can make a very simple point that the reason that the comparison can at least be contemplated is because the very reason that they have Truma is because of Avodas Korbanos. Chilef Avodas Chem Asher Hem Ovdim Pesach Ol Moed. Okay, number one. What about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir took a very broad view of Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. So I think that, again, you know, the Rabbi Lazar was very strict. Rabbi Yeshua was somewhere in the middle. And Rabbi Meir basically said, anything where there's a, you know, an egel that he tried to shacht l'shem Korban Pesach, even though the lo'asi l'michlefi, you know, we have to give a wide berth in terms of a person who was tarud b'tzarchei Pesach. So how do we relate to that? I think as a good, like, maybe marker, an opposite sugya would be mitzvah habah be'aveira. Right? Person has to have a sensitivity that avodas Hashem is not about doing X or Y, but it's about fulfilling the ratzon of Hashem. And the Ratzon of Hashem has to be evaluated on a situational basis. We just talked about a good example of that. Bayom HaShmini Yimol Basar Olaso. If it's a Yotzei Dofen, it's an Isser Skila. If it's a regular birth, Isha Ki Tezriya V'Yalda Zachar, so it is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. The Ratzon Hashem changes circumstantially, so a person has to know that. That's the sugya of mitzvah babi avera. That a person cannot have a myopic focus and say, oh, I'll steal my lulav. Need the lulav. Sukkah's time, gotta bring the lulav. No. First halacha and sefer vayikra, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban Hashem, v'lo mina gazel. You're not achieving anything. So that's a very important perspective. And I think that Rabbi Meir basically applied that, but just in an opposite and positive direction for Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah in terms of exonerating a person. In other words, we all agree that something went wrong here. We all can agree to that. But the point that Rabbi Meir, I think, is trying to make is that unless there's just no justification whatsoever for it, lo asi l'michlefi, lo hayatarod, and it's just sheer either recklessness or, you know, carelessness, and there's no way we can justify it, so we'll hold you guilty and accountable to the full extent of the halacha. But in a situation where a person, we see clearly that they're just trying to fulfill a mitzvah, and they were overwhelmed, they were mivohal because of zman, or they were tarud, or asti l'michlef. So I think in either of those cases, Rabbi Meir is prepared to say, look, the person was trying very hard to do the right thing. And the halacha doesn't look at that person the same as a chote. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and to some extent, Rabbi Yishuv disagrees as well. But I think Rabbi Meir's view of Torah b'dvar mitzvah is basically, onshin in the Torah are reserved for people who are not trying to do the Ratzon Hashem. A person who's trying to do a dvar mitzvah and either got overwhelmed or a little overzealous, so that is something that the Torah looks at very differently. Halacha looks at very differently. It's a sort of a forgiving, it's contextual forgiveness. A person was trying to do a mitzvah. And I think that's an important point of view. I think it's important in life. And I think it's both a kula and a chumra. In other words, it's definitely a kula if somebody makes a mistake in the context of really trying to do the right thing. You see, they really had good intentions, and something went wrong. It doesn't mean that, you know, it was the best outcome, but it means that, you know, we can reevaluate whether really, you know, onshim are appropriate. You know, me'idach gisa, I think you can say a lot of times it really is a chumra. Now, let's say somebody does something that doesn't end up being that bad. You know, I was thinking about this. I was upset about it yesterday, like very upset about it. You know, it was horrible. And you know, say only 4 people died. You know, it's horrible. You know, like the Yerushalmi says, you know, 4 people are 4 olemos. So, but let's say, I mean, I don't know. Let's say they broke into the, let's say 50 senators were killed. Yeah, could have happened, right? They got a little bit further. I don't know. I read today for the first time. I didn't even realize it yesterday, that 56 police officers were wounded, some of them very severely. Let's say law enforcement officials had been killed. So, in other words, sometimes it's a chumrah. And what is a person trying to do? A person is trying to foment a riot, and it actually, on some level, turns out better than it could have. You look at that l'chumra. You don't say, oh, you know, okay, you know, none of the senators died. None of the police officers died. I guess it wasn't that bad. No. What was a person's intention? Toa b'dvar mitzvah means, okay, so something went wrong here. Normally this would be, you know, b'mezidness or skila, if there was, you know, witnesses, it'd be chiv kares, at least a karban chatas. But we're going to look at it completely differently because the person obviously just wanted to do the right thing. He was anxious. He was confused. He was pressured, and he took the wrong baby. I mean, you know, it's not good, but toa b'dvar mitzvah. And me'idach gisa, a person is involved in, you know, navera, you know, shebe averos, and, you know, they don't necessarily achieve all that they said, you know, it doesn't go as bad as it could. I don't think that's such an exonerating factor. I think that's Reb Meir's point, is that everything has to be evaluated in the context of what it is a person set out to achieve. And a person who sets out to achieve a mitzvah is very different than a person who sets out to achieve something nefarious. And I think Reb Meir was lending an enormous amount of weight in his evaluation to the kavana of the gavra. Yeah, Nachi, go ahead.